Hi, this is Rebecca Dirks with PremierGuitar.com. We're here talking with Brad Paisley's Guitar Tech about the rig that he's going to be using on this summer's H2O World Tour. How are you doing, Chad?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. And Chad also writes for us a column on PremierGuitar.com, so make sure to check it out. So all of this rig is new because Brad lost a lot of gear in the flood, correct?
I lost everything. His 68 Pink Paisley always goes home. It never rides on the truck, so it was safe. I had two guitars that were in for repair, so they weren't in the locker. My toolbox was home, and the MIDI pedals that control his guitar rig. And that's it. Everything else is gone.
Oh, well, let's see what you guys got it replaced with.
Sure. This one, thankfully, was safe at home. And the first acoustic right there, which, oddly enough, was the last prototype of his signature model. It was the last one that they sent over for approval before we said, yeah, I can go to production. And we had two of them in there. They sent the last prototype. They sent us two copies or two versions of it with different fret wire. And the one with the fret wire that we didn't like got flooded out. So, ends well, I suppose. He had a 52, it was a reissue 52 Fender Tele. And unfortunately, it was ruined in the flood. The same place that he bought the other guitar from called him 2 weeks before the flood and said, by the way, we've got another one if you're interested. He was like, no, I'm fine, I got one. And then I called him and said, you might want to call them back. So we got another one, and I had made, for some odd reason, I really don't know why, I had made a photocopy of the pickguard from the other one so we could put back on this one. So, but the great guitar, this one couldn't have worked out any better. I honestly thought this would be the hardest one to replace, and it was the first one replaced. This is the, we call this the water guitar. It's kind of what the tour's based on, and it was in the video. Well, the original one was in the video, and then Bill Crook had made a mock-up version of it for the video shoot, and it got ruined in the pool. And then the original one got ruined in the flood. So this is the third one. So he's getting good at it.
We had a black one. It was one of the first ones that Bill Crook had made for him, and it was ruined. So when I called Bill and said, by the way, you know, I need like eight guitars, you know, yesterday, he said, I actually just finished one for a customer. Called him up and said, hey, your guitar's ready, but Brad Paisley lost all of his in the flood. And the guy said, let Brad have mine, build me another one. So bless you, sir. I do not know your name. I was never told, but thank you. I had a Bender put in it, because he didn't want a Bender in it, so we sent it over to Charlie McVeigh. And he put a Bender in it for us real quick and sent it down. And this is a retiree. This was one of the first, another one, the first bunch that Bill had made for him. This one had been at home for probably 6-7 years, something like that. And, you know, kind of went through it, new guts, new pots, new pickups, you know, tried out a couple of different things that way, but brought it out of retirement. Great guitar, you know, he had just gotten other things that he wanted to play, you know, so, you know, used it as a home guitar, but gotta have it now. This is the gold one from the Waiting on a Woman video. Repro, again, that one was gone. But Bill made this one using the same paper. I don't think he's gonna go through and try to recreate all the ones that were lost, but he did want this one back. Great little guitar. I don't know, just something about playing that song without seeing him with his guitar just didn't seem right. In the first few days of rehearsal when we were actually able to play, it's just kind of odd. Yeah, so we got this one back. It was like, yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. There's another retiree. So we always call this one Salsa. But great guitar. Just, again, it was retired because he had other stuff come out and, you know, just time to change it up a little bit. So this one had been home for a little while, you know, brought it back out, played around with some different pickups, and great guitar. It was good to see this one come back out. I missed this one.
What pickups did you end up with in the two that were retired?
On the gold pickup, or the gold Tele, it's a Ron Ellis pickup, and this one is a custom wound from Seymour Duncan.
This got used on about 3 shows, I think, and then what was it? CMT Awards when I'm Still a Guy was a single. We called it the camo guitar because it was a flat green with the paisley, and it kind of looked like a camo finish. And something about it just, you know, he just wasn't real crazy about. Great guitar, but just, you know, it's like, yeah, you know. So we thought, all right, we need the guitar.
Make it look a little different. So He came into sound check one day, grabbed a screwdriver, and walked over behind me and took it apart. And then after the show that night, I walked out. We just finished loadout, and I walked out by the bus, and he was sitting in a folding chair outside his bus with a bunch of acrylic paints with this thing on his lap. It's like, okay. You know, Clapton's got the crash guitars. He said, we're going to call this the splash guitar. I was like, okay. So the next day, I got a can of clear coat, rattle can clear coat. We would rehearse a song in soundcheck. You'd come over and we'd spray a coat of paint on it and then go back and play another song and then spray it. We put it back together and used it that night. And it's been in the show ever since.
This is new.
New old. It's a 65 refin. They didn't offer this color in 65. He bought this yesterday. He used it in the show last night. He only uses a Strat, to my knowledge anyway, he's only recorded one song with a Strat, and that was She's Everything. And to get that sound, we used to use a Tele with a Strat middle pickup. Found this and really liked it. Bought it yesterday. It sounds great. This is the production model. The only difference between this and the prototype was the Paisley inlay at the 12th fret.
And this is his signature.
Yes. Yeah, it's, I don't know if they've shipped them yet or not, but I know they were at least taking orders on them. So, they've been in production for a little while. But, great guitar. It's a modeling pickup. And as soon as they said modeling pickup, I quit talking to me. And he's like, no, you gotta trust me on this thing. And it was a modeling pickup that would model four different microphones. And I told him to mic up his guitars when we record. It's this mic free. They went and rented this stuff and did four mic positions of that microphone and sampled them for that. And it sounds really, really good. I'd have never believed it. Because I'm just not a big modeling pickup fan, you know? I was like, no, it ain't gonna work. It's incredible. And lastly, this is the only other survivor of the floods. This was the last production model of his acoustic that they sent us. And like I say, the only difference between the two is the fret markers on the 12th fret. That's it.